good day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up, coming up next. The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the GenX from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell.
Welcome back. Livestock futures remained under pressure today as traders continued to focus on the follow-through weakness that stepped back into the market Monday morning. Triple-digit losses developing in nearby feeder cattle contracts. This led to additional pressure in the live cattle trade. Corn prices, meanwhile, were higher in light trade. May corn futures about 6 cents higher. Stock markets lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 80 points lower. NASDAQ is down by 25 points. April contracts led live cattle futures lower with a 75-cent loss as pressure developed throughout the complex. The breakaway from $120 per hundredweight in front-month April contracts could indicate that the market top has been established. The very light market activity, though, throughout the complex kept livestock markets looking for additional activity, but very little commercial interest has developed at this point. Triple-digit losses replaced mixed nearby feeder cattle futures, with April through August contracts trading from $1 to $1.30 per hundredweight lower. The continued weakness in live cattle markets, as well as firm support in corn prices during the morning trade, put renewed pressure on feeder cattle prices. And grain futures were mostly higher today as traders tried putting USDA's prospective plantings and March 1 grain stocks reports in the rearview mirror. Corn prices tried cementing follow-through buying after Friday's key reversal higher. May futures moved through the 100-day moving average overnight after testing that resistance after the USDA reports. Soybeans tried to edge higher today, though, after holding Friday's spike low overnight. May futures remained very oversold after falling to new six-month lows Friday, with next downside support at August lows if the bottom doesn't hold. And wheat was mixed. While winter wheat contracts attracted some follow-through buying after Friday's key reversals, Minneapolis slipped to new lows while liquidation there continued. And that'll do it for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.